You mentioned that the fourth parak begins with the idea that lulav could be 7 days or it could be 6 days, and arava very much the same. It could be 7 days or 6 days. The second mission on the parak says lulav shiva ketzad. How does that happen? Yom tov arishon shechalios b'shabbos lulav shiva. So the pasuk says that in the Beis Hamikdash, u'smachtam l'tnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim, that we take the dalaminim in the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days. Now in the Gvulin, outside of Beis Hamikdash, according to the Rambam, outside of Yerushalayim, only on the first day, lokachtam lachem b'yom arishon, even if it happens to fall out on Shabbos. Now, of course, later on, we introduced the gzeirah d'rabba that we weren't going to take the lulav, even if it fell out on Shabbos. But this is the way that things initially were. So that should be all 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash. How do you get to six? Ushar kol hayamim shisha. So a fascinating thing. So the first day of Sukkot falls out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, any day except for Shabbos. So then when Shabbos falls out, even in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to take the lulav. Why not? It's all the same in the Beis HaMikdash. U'smachtam l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. So the answer is because there is an interaction between the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash and the mitzvah in the Gvulin. Because nobody else is taking the lulav in the Gvulin that day, because it happens to be, right, not the first day, and it's Shabbos, so we'll skip out in the Beis HaMikdash as well. So this suggests, even though that's a din d'rabbanan, the midaraisa, of course you take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, this suggests that the rabbis were onto something, that they understood that there wasn't like a complete bifurcation between the mitzvah of lulav in the Beis HaMikdash and the mitzvah of lulav outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And if we're dealing with a day when nobody would be taking the lulav outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Shabbos, so then that's going to have an impact even in the Beis HaMikdash itself, right? So that if it's the first day, okay, so they're taking the lulav everywhere else, so that means that they're going to take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash, can't be any less. But if they're not taking the lulav anywhere else, and it happens to be Shabbos, so then that changes the nature of lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a very important Mishnah in terms of the analysis of the mitzvah of lulav. Now, this is a very, very, very critical point, because it's suggestive of a deep interaction between the mitzvah of usmachtam l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim and the mitzvah of lulav even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Torah describes them in different terms. One of them is a mitzvah slakicha, one of them is a mitzvah simcha. We mentioned before that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says l'smoach belulav, that the nature of the mitzvah is to be misameach with the lulav for 7 days. Of course, that's only in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Rambam pivots and he says, okay, if you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, only for 1 day. But it seems like the Rambam himself is highlighting this interaction between the mitzvah of lulav in the Beis HaMikdash and the mitzvah outside. And then we get to the mitzvah of arava. And I use that term quite literally, the mitzvah of arava. It's a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. There is no pasuk in the Chumash that tells us that we have to circle the Mizbeach with an arava, but it is still a din d'oraisa because it's a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. It was passed down orally. Now, part of what made this so important is that if it's not explicit in the Torah Shebichsav, that stukim einan modin ba, that stukim would not accept it because they only accept what's written in the law, so in the Chumash. So on that basis, Chazal wanted to promote it even more. So that's what the Mishnah says, Arava Shiva, okay, it said, Yom Shvi Shal Arava Shechalios B'Shabbos. The first day is a special day for Lulav and the Dal Aminim. So Chazal wanted to make it stand out somehow. So even if it falls out on Shabbos, you still do this Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, Arava Shiva, Ushar Kol Ayamim, but if Shabbos doesn't happen to be the last day of Sukkot, what we would call Hoshana Rabba, so then we would skip out in the Beis HaMikdash for Arava on that day. What about our practice of taking the Arava outside the Beis HaMikdash? That, as the Rambam says, is just a Takanas Nevi'im. That's not a Din D'oraisa, that's not a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that's a Takanas Nevi'im. Maybe somehow it captures part of what used to go on as part of the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai in the Beis HaMikdash, but we know we take the Arava and Chovtin Al-Gabei Karka, we beat the ground with it, but that is of a very different status altogether, according to our calendar, the way that it falls out, so Hoshana Rabbah can never be on Shabbos, so the question never comes up in practice, of course, but again, in the times of, Kiddush Al-Pi Ariyah, when they used to fix the calendar based on when the moon appeared, so if the seventh day happened to fall out on Shabbos, they would dafka go out of their way to take the Arava and the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that people knew that there is such a thing as a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and that it can even, on some level, override Shabbos, that we're going to take the Arava, we don't care that it's Shabbos, we're going to enact this Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai so that the Stukim should know that Torah Shebaal Peh does not take a back seat to Torah Shebichsav, in fact, the opposite. that we understand Torah Shebichsav in light of that which is written in the Torah Shebaal Peh.